Good evening, everybody. It is now time for Coach's Corner, where we sit around and talk with area coaches about how their seasons are going. We'll have conversations with Coach Curry of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda, Coach Jenegas from Red Rock Central, Coach Ross from Westbrook Walnut Grove, and Tim Kirk of Mount Lake Area Comfrey. And for the local, for the Windham area coaches, we'll have chats with Coach Fast and Coach Adam Farag. We'll have those first couple of coach interviews. That's coming up here in just a few moments.
Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision in class. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Windham.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100. Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
When you choose United Prairie Bank, you'll find a true local, family-owned community bank. Personal service, rewarding checking, and other incentives that are waiting for you at United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach John Curry of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Football. Coach, another tough one this week. You guys had Edgerton, a team that really likes to run the football. Super physical squad. Just a tough one. They were able to get the win 54-0.
Yeah, it wasn't, you know, really wasn't our night. I think we played well at the beginning of the game. It was close, you know, through the first half, and then that third quarter, the ball just started rolling downhill, and it didn't stop. And that's, we talked about that when you get behind Edgerton, that's what happens, is they're able to just lean on you and grind and pound and run you into the ground. And unfortunately, we had some things going on offense, and then the turnover bug bit us three times. So it just it was one of those deals where bad things started happening, and they kept happening, and that was just kind of unfortunate that it ended up that way.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it, you know, before the game, and you know, you mentioned how it's tough to come back when you get down against Edgerton, and you know, obviously a tough loss there, but a quick turnaround here as you've got Westbrook Walnut Grove on the road, and this is a battle of two teams who are really looking for a win, and you know, it's a team that you guys are very familiar with, being in the Red Rock Conference together, playing each other, you know, these two schools in every single sport, and you know, it's an opportunity for you guys to try to find some momentum here towards the end of the year.
Absolutely, and that's the hope. That's the hope, is that we can maybe build on something here. You know, get off the Schneider and get that first win. A very different style from Edgerton. You know, they like to throw the ball. They've got some dynamic playmakers. And whereas Edgerton was pretty much all run, this week's a lot of pass. So very different style, but I think that's good to see different styles during the year. And certainly it's a game that we're gearing up for, because we want to get that first win and position ourselves to take something positive out of the end of this year. And, you know, certainly a rivalry, just like, you know, Edgerton was, Westbrook is too. So it's always fun to play those teams that you see in a lot of sports.
Absolutely, Coach. Finally here, you know, you mentioned there that the two completely different styles of play between Edgerton and Westbrook Walnut Grove. Is that something that's difficult to, you know, transition from, or is it something you guys are kind of used to, mainly because, you know, Westbrook is a little bit closer to your guys' style or what it was in the past of, you know, airing it out a little bit?
Sure. I think it's something that both of them are unique in the way that they do things, but and so it produces different challenges preparing for each team, both Edgerton and Westbrook. And to go from one to the other is a bit extreme. It's a bit of a 180. But sometimes that's easier to actually make that transition, because they are so extreme. Whereas when you're playing, you know, let's say you go from a mountain lake to a hill, but there's just subtle differences in between the two. Sometimes that's almost tougher, because you think you're keying on one thing and it's slightly different. So I think there is a transition period there, but it is something where at least you can kind of separate in your mind going from the one to the other because it is so different. And that's the cool thing about high school football is you're seeing different schemes all the time and different styles all the time. It's not, you know, the NFL where it's the same thing all every week pretty much. It's always something different. So I think that's the fun challenge of high school football and trying to match up and match wits and get the W.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Lampert Lumber of Windham supplies top quality lumber, tools, and hardware supplies for homeowners and contractors. The staff at Lampert Lumber is always happy to advise customers on the right products for their needs. Visit Lampert Lumber of Windham for all your new construction and remodeling projects.
Thrivent Financial wishes the Windham Eagles the best of luck. I'm Justin Espenson, your local financial professional. If you're interested in putting plans that align with your values into action, please call me at 877-408-4748.
Crystal Windshield Repair LLC is ready to answer the call. Bramer Powers will work with your insurance company and will come to your location and do the work. Make the call, 831-3644. Crystal Windshield Repair LLC of Windham. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jenegas of Red Rock Central Football. Coach, a big win for you guys, a bounce-back win on the road against Westbrook Walnut Grove. You guys were able to capitalize early on a big mistake from the Chargers. You were able to score and then recover a kickoff fumble and score again and, you know, get up early on the Chargers. They were able to make some big plays to kind of make it somewhat interesting there towards the late in the game, but you guys were able to stick to your guns and got the big win, 56-28.
Yeah, you know, like you said, a nice bounce back for our kids after a little bit of a disappointing effort the week before. And we were able to run the ball effectively for the first time in a few weeks. Played pretty good defense for the most part. You know, like you said, a couple of a big pass plays and, you know, a kick return at the end there that when the game was, you know, in hand, I guess you could say, puts them on the board, gives up a few more points than we would have liked. But I think overall, anytime you give up less than 220 yards of total offense to your opponent, like, you're doing something right defensively, even though it may not feel that way within the game. I thought that our guys offensively, you know, on the other hand, then, like I said, we got off the ball, we maintained blocks, we created some open lanes for our guys, and it was good to see, Carter and Vander get loose a couple of times, and help put points on the board. Still not quite clicking where we want to be in the downfield passing game at this point. Three drops again down the field that probably were for sure touchdowns last week. We just haven't been able to connect on that deep ball down the field. And that's something we keep talking about and have to work on and continue to work on if we're going to, you know, make a run at the playoffs. And, little things every week that we feel like we can improve on and eventually get to where we need to be in a couple of weeks here.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, coming off a big win there against Westbrook Walnut Grove, and you guys got a big one coming up against Hills Beaver Creek, a team that, you know, was on a roll all season long, and, you know, they ran into Mountain Lake area last week, and Mountain Lake area was able to pull off the victory there on the road. So, you know, Hills is going to be, you know, reeling a little bit, but they are a team that, you know, for the last couple of years just kind of have been able to reload, and they've got the coaching staff over there who have been through everything. And, you know, it's going to be a heck of a ball game coming up. And for you guys, you know, you've had your tests early in the season, and I'm sure you're hoping this is an opportunity for your guys to kind of learn from those mistakes and put a great product on the field.
Yeah, you know, Rex always does a really good job making sure his kids are prepared. I think our teams are very similar in what they try to do. Different style offensively. Defensively, they're very sound gap-wise, gap control. You got to be able to maintain your blocks and keep your feet moving up front to move some of the big bodies that they have. you know, and they get a variety of looks, variety of formations that they try to get you with some motion, some window dressing, some things like that, to get you looking in the backfield and hit you with the counter. Like a lot of, you know, like I said, a lot of the same things that we're trying to do, just out of a little bit different scheme. You know, I venture to say that for the most part, every time we lock up, it's a battle physically up front. You know, we last year did a pretty good job, even though, you know, they were a superior opponent at that point last year. Like, we did a good job hanging in there defensively, you know, and limiting the amount of, you know, points they put on the board. I think we gave the fewest amount of points outside of Mountain Lake last year against them, you know. So that's something that we can build on as well, you know, looking forward and looking at it, you know, down the road. The implication that it has in section seating is pretty big. The way I look at it, whoever wins on Friday is going to be the number one seed, and we'll have control of the section potentially. So it'll be interesting, right? Should be a good football game. You know, hopefully we can, most importantly, come out healthy and you know, use again another good opponent, another good experience to build on for the playoff stretch.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Your full-service grocery store, Hy-Vee and Wyndham, invites you to shop from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out our full-service meat department, produce, frozen, and dairy sections. Dine in the Hy-Vee kitchen. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
GDF Enterprises in Wyndham. Whether you plow it, load it, mow it, blow it, or haul it, GDF has it all. Large showroom and outdoor lot, located Highway 60 and 71 East Wyndham. Your one-stop shop and more. Browse our inventory at GDFBobcat.com.
Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Wyndham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Wyndham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove. Coach, a tough one against a really good team in Red Rock Central. And, you know, we talked about, you know, especially, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, against Edgerton, a team that likes to run the football. You know, can't get down early, put yourself in a hole. And, you know, against these really good teams, it's tough to come back from a deficit. And, you know, Red Rock Central got the ball first and were able to take it down and score. And, you know, you guys were unfortunately fumbled the kickoff. And, you know, Red Rock Central was able to kind of pile it on there in the first quarter. And, you know, throughout the game, you guys were able to make some big plays and, you know, make it a ball game. But, you know, getting down early in the game is always tough against a good team like Red Rock Central, and you guys took the loss 56-28.
Right. You know, the last couple of weeks we've kind of gotten behind. You know, Edgerton, we were down 36-6 before we woke up and made that a football game. So this week was no different. We got behind 20-0. We knew stopping Red Rock's power run game was going to be tough, and you just sit back, kind of like Edgerton, you wait for the passing game, which I thought we defended pretty well. They had a couple drops that they had open guys, but other than that, I thought we defended that pretty well. But we knew, I mean, they're big up front, their backs run hard, so we knew we couldn't fall behind, and you know, we did exactly that. We kind of got bit by the turnover bug. You know, we had 4 turnovers, and it's just tough to overcome getting behind by 20 and having turnovers. That you know, just prevent you from scoring, you know, it's no secret we're not the team that is going to shut anybody out. We need to outscore teams, and you know, that's kind of what happened. But what our kids did, and they did it 2 weeks in a row now, is, you know, we got behind, they didn't quit. We were able to score midway through the second quarter on a pass play from Brady Ross to Luke DeSmith, and then we were able to get the 2-point conversion. And, you know, kind of got back in the game. Unfortunately, we couldn't come up with a stop, and they went down and scored. And then right before half, probably the best situational football we played all year. We had just under 2 minutes to go, and we were able to use some Cole Curry runs and some Ross passes to Curry and Cleven and get it down to, actually, we had a first and goal, 38 seconds to go, and had a bad penalty that put us behind the sticks, you know, down. So we were first and goal from the 15, and we were able to pay it off with a Curry to Ross touchdown. Switched it around a little bit, and then we kicked the extra point, something that we haven't done since 2008. So, you know, going into halftime, it was 28-15, and we felt pretty good at that point, you know, going in and make some adjustments at half. Came out in the second half, and Coach Jennings must have had their kids fired up because they took less than a minute to go down the field and score. So that was disappointing that we came out and we weren't able to, you know, prevent them from scoring. And then we were able to score again. Ross hit Cleveland on a long 22-yard touchdown pass and kicked the extra point. So we were in the game. We battled. We had some key moment in the fourth quarter, third quarter. We were down 20, moving the ball. We were inside just outside the red zone, and we had a fourth and eight after a couple of silly penalties, and we were able to overcome the, you know, it was first and 22, I think, and got it down to fourth and eight, and we just, Brady sailed the pass. He had Cleveland on an end cut, and it just sailed, and Torkelson, the running back, who had already been in the end zone several times, picked it off and took it 70 yards for the touchdown. That was kind of the closing moments. But I thought, you know what, we pick that up and we go in and score, and you're going into the fourth quarter with a chance to win, and that's all you can ask at this time of the year. So I was proud of that fact. We had some kids step up. Cole Curry went over the century mark in receiving, which is cool. He had done that for a couple games. Casey Brown broke into the double-digit tackles with 10. Dan Cleveland had another good game at 11 tackles. So, and Ross completed a healthy portion of his passes and had a couple touchdowns. So we had some guys that played well. We played well as a team. We just need to play well as a team and eliminate those mistakes. Again, we had eight penalties and four turnovers against a team like Red Rock Central. That's just not a good formula. So we're working on that. Hopefully we can clean that up going into our homecoming game. It'll be a battle of winless teams. You know, we're playing better, they're playing better, so it should be a good game Friday night.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you mentioned it there. It's homecoming for you guys. You got Heron Lake Okabena Fulda coming to town, a team who's also looking for their first win of the season. What are some keys heading into this one? Obviously, you know, you talked about the fight that you guys had against Red Rock Central. I'm sure you would like to kind of carry that over here into this game and maybe start off strong against the Coyotes.
Right. You know, the first thing, we get two players back. They had missed last week, our starting guard, D-tackle, and our running back, and our defensive end, Merrick and Colton Carter. So those guys will be in uniform. That'll give us some, you know, more beef up front and more depth. But the key will be to stop their run game and be ready for their play action. They like to send four guys out, so I feel we need to take advantage of that and get to the quarterback. And offensively, we just need to, you know, we just can't. Our offense is based on big plays, and for big plays to happen, we have to have nine guys doing their job. And, you know, most of the times we have seven. And these two guys do this. These two do that. So if we can all get on the same page, you know, I think we can be explosive, and, you know, hopefully we can stop their run game and be ready for their pass game and hopefully come out with a W.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You betcha. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
AgPoint Solutions.
Hi, this is Matthew Adrian. Mustang Seeds brings innovation to the marketplace with conventional soybeans, Enlist E3, and Roundup Ready Extend Flex. AgPoint Solutions has it all.
AgPoint Solutions, 507-832-0008.
Moving to a senior living community or a skilled care center is a major decision, but the Good Samaritan Society offers choices for short-term rehabilitation, assisted living, or long-term care. Offering a variety of services, it's the Good Samaritan Society in Windham.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Windham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacement, oil and lube changes, tires and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Give them a call today at 507-831-0207.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Windham and Mountain Lake, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jim Johnson, agent from Windham and Mountain Lake. Please call us at 507-831-1711 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Insurance.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Tim Kirk of Mountain Lake Area Football. Coach, a huge win for you guys on the road against a Hills Beaver Creek team who, you know, had one loss on the season coming into it. They were at home. We talked about the rivalry the last couple of years. Both teams going to bring their A game, and you guys were able to pull off the victory 19-12. Can you talk just a little bit about the matchup, some things that went right for you guys, and how you were able to pull off the road victory?
Yeah, it was a big game for the kids. You know, we're going in the game knowing that, you know, if we lose, obviously we're looking, you know, at a 4 or 5 seed or somewhere in there. If we win, we might have a shot at top 3-2, maybe even 1. You never know. But kids had a good week of practice last week, prepared the best we could. We're pretty healthy, and then to go on the road, it's always kind of fun to play at Hills. It's kind of a nice environment where the cars are around the field. And kids came out ready to play. I know we made some early mistakes that killed some drives, but defense kept us in it. And it was just one of those games, I think there was 16 punts. They had 8, we had 8 or 9, 7, something like that. So a lot of field position, you know, working on that. So it was a lot of punting. But defense was good on both sides. And it kind of came down, honestly, to end of the game. They had a shot to potentially get it with win one and go for two to maybe win it. And we had a big play. Avon Bowler made a big play down there late in the fourth quarter. And then they made a pass. I think they got inside the 10 and down by the 5, and that was the end of the game. So exciting game. I think we had 9 or 10 penalties, but the big thing is, and I think I say this every week, the turnover ratio. We had 0 turnovers, and they had one that kind of cost them some field position. But we didn't turn the ball over, and that was probably the key. We just maintained, you know, what we were doing. We tried to run the ball. Evan Karsnick had a huge couple big runs that allowed us to, you know, get the lead. In fact, Hill scored right before the end of the half to make it a 1-point game. And it was just a battle back and forth, very physical. I think the one thing I took from the game, besides us believing in that we can beat a solid team, is that we played very physical. And that's good to see, because we don't have too many kids back from last year that played a lot. But just the off season and kids putting in the weight training, they're starting to come forward, and they're starting to understand why they do what they do in the off season and conditioning during the season. Because I thought we were very well conditioned. I thought we warmed down a little bit. They're a good team. There's no doubt in my mind. We play again, and we don't play well, they can beat us. There's no doubt about that. So they're a good team. They had to make some changes. They had a couple kids get banged up too, and it's just one of those games when it was all said and done. We definitely could have played better, but the kids won a very big game with, like you said, it's kind of become a rivalry with many section championship games over the years between us and them, and two well-coached teams that take pride in winning and do their best. And, you know, I don't know if we were lucky, but I think we were maybe fortunate with all the penalties we had that killed some drives to get the win. But we have to build off it after watching tape. In fact, I told the kids the other day I probably watched more tape this week than I have done in years. We really need to polish up and get some more technique taken care of, because right now I think we're in the right spots. I think we're pretty physical. It's just that we really have to sharpen up if we want to keep getting better, because we have to get better. I mean, we're still in the early stages for playing for some of these kids, and now it's going to be crunch time, because the next thing you know, it's MEA weekend next week and playoffs the week after that. So we got to polish things up and keep it going. I think, like I said, the key too is as far as I know, and then a couple gives me maybe a day or two of rest, we're pretty healthy, and that's gonna be huge. I think there's a lot of parity in our section, and come playoff time, you're gonna have to be healthy. I know we have to be if we want a shot to make it through section. So, big game, great atmosphere. You know, even had the coolness of it was getting pretty chilly by the end of the game, and it just felt like football and playing Hills at their field. It's just
something pretty cool about it. And even though I like playing more at Munster, that's one of my favorite to play is Hills. But, big game, good game. Defense did a great job. Offensively, at times we struggled, but we had a couple big plays, and we just stayed with what we're doing. And field position was key, and I think we can build off of this. But we have to get better each day, and that's what we're working on this week.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, we've talked obviously all season long, and we discussed the fact that, you know, you guys were a young team. You know, started off, you know, tough for you guys. You talked about getting that experience, and now we're at a point where you guys are coming off a huge win against Hills Beaver Creek, and, you know, these last couple of weeks, you guys kind of turning into the hunted rather than the hunters. And, you know, what's that mindset like getting into the kids' heads here? You talked about, you know, obviously not where you want to be, still a lot of time here the next couple of weeks to, you know, improve and try to be where you want to be for the start of the playoffs. But it looks like, you know, things are kind of been on track in the progression throughout the season.
It really has. Like we talked, I think, a couple of weeks ago, but week one, Red Rock, week two, Renville County West. Legitimately, those are two top teams in the state, it's, you know, if they're playing good football. So those are two games that we just, the other team was much better than us, and ever since then, we've been coming together. I think right now that we've won, four games in a row, and two of those wins against two teams that played at U.S. Bank last year, we got to get that mentality that, if we play well and we play together and we do what we're supposed to do and we do what the coaches tell us to do, we might have a shot to go play on turf at some point in the section, you know, finals or something like that. But we also can't, because it's a team of youth and inexperience, we also got to make sure, you know, we're 4-2. We're not 6-0. We're not ranked 1 in state. We're, like you said, we're out hunting people still, even though people are starting to see us and what we're doing, but we can't let it go to the heads, because we're not at that point where we can walk, show up, and we're up 20-0. You know, we've had some teams in the past maybe that were like that, but we still have to earn everything, and that's going to be important, especially Friday when we play a team that hasn't won yet, and they have nothing to lose, and we got to keep our mindset and our focus on every Friday we're playing the best team in state, and there's no excuses to not to play better each week. So got to be careful with that too, how the kids, you know, they're excited, but you also have to kind of pop the bubble and say, you know what, we're 4-2. We're not 6-0, ranked 1 in state, but you guys are doing a great job, but you got to keep that, you got to be humble. And this is homecoming week, and I've already, and it's only Wednesday, you know, I already can see some distractions, and that kind of happens, but you still got to enjoy homecoming because it's good for the kids and the school and stuff. But as coaches, we got to really keep them focused, because they can definitely get unfocused during homecoming week.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Look forward to covering the game on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio. Bark is your place to gather. The Business Arts and Recreation Center has unique and affordable rooms to rent. A performing arts auditorium, full-size gym, library, art gallery, recreation room, and more. Located in downtown Wyndham near local shopping and dining options. Visit www.barkwyndham.com.
Higley Ford Sales Company is your trusted Ford dealership in Wyndham and the reason why our loyal customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory, as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They are dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of our community. They look forward to seeing you.
I am State Farm Agent Stacy Zano in Wyndham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
We're now joined by Coach Adam Farag of the Wyndham Area Eagle football program. And Coach, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So you guys are coming off of a very tough 28-8 loss at Redwood Valley last Friday. What were your takeaways from that matchup?
Well, defensively, it was kind of similar to last week. We couldn't really get off the field when we needed to. Too many long sustained drives, too many third down conversions. You know, I think that we did a little bit better in, you know, executing our game plan and our assignments on defense, but you know, that was really a big takeaway. And then offensively, just not being able to really mount too many good drives. We had two good drives, one in the fourth quarter that we ended up scoring a touchdown on, and then one a little bit earlier in the game, had a really nice drive to get down there, and then just couldn't punch into the end zone. So just a few too many missed opportunities, and yeah, the combination of defense, we couldn't really get off the field, and offense, we couldn't stay on the field.
Yeah, and you and I were talking a little bit. You guys were kind of running a very interesting play in that first quarter there. It was your first drive of the game, actually. You guys were already on the 28-yard line. You got it all the way down to the 27, but you ended up having to punt it away. But then you guys recovered it, and that was kind of a interesting play you and I were talking about. Kind of walk us through what you saw on the field off of that one.
Yeah, so we had punted the ball away after our first drive, and we got fortunate enough that it hit off of a Redwood player, and we had someone there to scoop it up. Unfortunately, you know, again, it comes down to missed opportunities because we got another chance to score off of that, but we ended up going three and out and had to punt it away again. And this time, it didn't bounce off one of their guys. This time, we just gave the ball over to them. But yeah, too many, like I said, just too many missed opportunities. Couldn't really finish things on offense.
All right, and let's talk about Redwood's offense for just a sec. By my calculations, they had at least six first down conversions on their end of the ball. Do you suppose that also put a damper into the playbook for you guys?
Yeah, that really all just comes down to us not being able to get off the field like we should be. You know, those big third down plays will kill you. I mean, there's a few key ones that I think of, you know, third and long, and they're able to pick it up on the ground. You know, those are things that we really just have to eliminate going forward, because not going to be able to win too many games if we give up that kind of conversion rate. But like I said, I think there was still a lot better things that we saw on defense than we have in the past. So it's nice seeing that we're building on that side of the ball. And, you know, just going to keep working on that moving forward.
All right. And it looked like you guys were gaining a little bit of momentum coming into the later portion of the fourth quarter. Let's jump ahead to there really quick, because you guys had just scored a touchdown and the two-point conversion. You guys aren't usually known for going for the PAT, so the two-point conversion kind of worked in your favor. You guys are trailing 28-8 at this point in the ball game that I'm talking about. It's just under 3 minutes left to go. Redwood Valley, they fumble, and you guys picked up the ball. Do you suppose that kind of added a little bit of momentum going into the final minutes?
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely nice when, I mean, you get that first score, and then they recovered the onside, but then their first play, they had a fumble. I mean, it was good to still have that fire in us at the end of the game, you know, a few minutes left to go out there and get the ball back. But again, you know, that's just, it's one of those similar things where, just like earlier in the game, where we had an opportunity to take advantage of one of their miscues, and we couldn't capitalize on it because we didn't end up scoring off of that.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about your opponent coming up here this Friday. It's Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, a team who, and as I'm about to ask this question, you're kind of smirking a little bit because you and I both know what's going on here. They had to forfeit last week due to illness, injury, whatever the case may be. Do you suppose the boys are keeping that in the back of their minds, that they're not coming into this game 110%?
Well, you know, there's obviously some things to, you know, to gain from not playing last week, but I know that, you know, with their situation, numbers-wise, you know, it's tough to play when you're down that many guys. But, you know, from our side, we're just going to continue just like any other week, you know, go off their past games, and then, you know, just keep working on our stuff, keep trying to execute our stuff, and, you know, get a good game plan together for a pretty good team coming to town.
All right, very good. Now, overall, how's the overall health of the team?
We should be back to pretty much full health this week. We're hopefully getting some guys back. So as a whole, definitely pretty good in terms of our health right now.
All right, and do you suppose the fact that it's homecoming this week is going to be a little bit of an extra incentive for the boys to try to do a lot of the things that you and I are talking about, working on their defense, working on all these other little things to gain a victory over Lake Crystal?
For sure, and that's something that we even talked about this morning at Lyft was that this is, you know, going to be our, or more than likely going to be our last game at Island Park this year. So for the seniors, this is going to be huge for them. And I think that, you know, there's always that extra incentive, especially having the combination of homecoming and senior night on the same day. You know, I think that there's a lot of stuff to play for here. And then I think too that, you know, just kind of knowing that, you know, for these older guys that, you know, this is really going to be their last shot on their home field. You know, there's always that little bit of added spark from that.
All right. Very good, Coach. Well, thank you very much for joining us here at KDLM Sports, and good luck to you on Friday.
Thank you.
All right. That was Coach Adam Farag of the Windham Area Eagles, and we'll continue on KDLM Sports right after this.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto today at 507-831-1314.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com. Keep kids thriving with regular checkups at the eye doctor, clinic, and dentist. Need help scheduling an appointment or establishing care? Call the Child and Teen Checkups Program at Public Health, 507-847-6918.
At Leading Edge Credit Union, we offer our members the best technology, awesome benefits, leading edge financial products and services. Leading Edge Credit Union, at the forefront of your financial needs. Member NCUA.
Freeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision in class. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Windham.
And we're now joined by Coach Crystal Fast on KDLM Sports. And Coach, how are we doing today?
We're doing good. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. So it's, again, it's been a hot minute since you and I had a chance to sit down and chat. Looks like you guys have been pretty busy with a couple of tournaments, and you also had a couple of games from today and in the last couple of weeks. So break down what happened on your schedule so far up until this point.
So yeah, we had, last week we had Redwood Valley on Tuesday, beat them 3-0, played pretty well, turned around and played Marshall on last Thursday. And obviously, anybody that knows the game or in the volleyball world, Marshall is an elite squad. Mr. Westby up there does a tremendous job. He has great athletes. You know, we did some things well. We did some things that we definitely know we can improve on from that match. And then we turned around last Friday and Saturday, and we were up at the Jimmy John's Classic tournament, which is up in Marshall. Overall, a really good weekend. We finished our pool play on Friday night first, so that put us in the gold bracket on Saturday up there. We opened up with Russell Tyler Ruthen, which currently is ranked number one in Class A, another really great team, great squad. We really competed well against them. I'm very pleased with how we competed. We lost 2-0. But, like I said, I think the game scores were like 25-20, 25-21. So we were right there. You know, we cut back a couple errors and we maybe get a set there. Then we turned around and played McCray, which is also a state-ranked team in Class A, and didn't play well at all in the first set against McCray. The girls really responded and turned it around and got the second set and then ended up winning that third set against McCray 16-14. So I'm really proud of how the girls performed against McCray. And then we played for fifth and sixth place, which was against Watertown, South Dakota, and came up short there. So we ended up sixth place out of 24 teams. So overall, great weekend for Windham Volleyball. Very pleased with how we competed for the most part. So now, you know, we went 3 days straight. So the girls had, we've been working on getting our legs back here the last couple days.
Yeah, three days straight of volleyball has got to put a little bit of wear and tear on the old bodies for these girls, right?
Oh, absolutely. But good thing they're nice and young and in the best shape of their lives, as I tell them.
Yeah, I wish I could be that young and that in shape again. But you know what? Time passes on. So Let's look ahead towards tomorrow night. It's Wednesday night as we're recording and we're talking right now. You guys are going to be going up against St. James at the Blue Gym. And what do you suppose you're going to be looking for out of the girls after playing 3 days against very tough opponents and coming into a home matchup?
Yeah, so tomorrow night's our last home game. You know, pending, we might get a home match depending on what we get seeded in playoffs. But we're looking forward to competing. We're looking forward to playing in front of our home crowd. It's homecoming week, so, you know, homecoming week is a fun week for the kids. It's also a distraction, a lot of distractions. We have senior night tomorrow night to recognize our 6 seniors that have been part of our program for many, many, many years. So the big things that, you know, we're going to talk about today at practice and we're going to focus on is just the little things. You know, I've been breaking down a little bit of film and just noticing some things that we need to get better at. So we're really going to focus on our defensive end of things and our blocking and just trying to get a couple of those things back to where they were at the beginning of the season. It is hard to believe that it's been, you know, our regular season is coming to an end here shortly.
Yeah, that regular season, that just seems to fly by because, as they say, you know, time flies when you're having fun, and I guess the girls have been having a lot of fun this year because we're already at the end of the season. So going back to you guys playing 3 days straight, how is the overall health of the team?
Oh, you know, we're good. I think the biggest thing is just taking care of ourselves. And what I mean by that, physically and mentally, making sure we're getting our rest. You know, we've got the regular, the normal sickness that comes with the change of the seasons in fall here with, you know, your colds or whatever. But overall, we're healthy, and hopefully we stay that way. You know, that's the one thing that we've talked about a lot here is where we need everybody taking care of themselves, making sure they're getting plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, so we stay healthy here going into the playoff season.
All right, very good, Crystal. And anything else that you guys are looking to improve on or to keep consistent going into tomorrow night's matchup against St. James?
You know, like I said, working on our defensive part of our game and our blocking and then just being, you know, continue and get back to that that competitive edge that they had. Not that we've gotten away from it, but just getting that back into them. You know, we really started our season off strong, and we're just going to continue on, hopefully building off of that beginning of September. And we need to be playing our best volleyball now that we are getting to the end of the season here. So work on a few of those things, and hopefully we can make a run in postseason.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon, Crystal, and good luck tomorrow against St. James.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. That was Coach Crystal Fast of the Windham Area Eagles. We'll continue on KDOM Sports right after this.
That was tonight's edition of Coach's Corner right here on KDOM. We want to thank all the coaches from around the area for joining us here this evening, and we look forward to talking to them next time for another edition of Coach's Corner right here on KDOM. Coming up tomorrow night on the KDOM airwaves, we will have Windham as they're taking on St. James in high school volleyball. And then we'll have Pipestone on our sister station, Hot Country 94.3, as they are in Westbrook to take on Westbrook Walnut Grove. It's 2 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on KDOM. Let's join up with our world and national news headlines from ABC News.